Venice is one of Italy's gorgeous historic gems, but many of the landmarks in the City of Canals are in serious need of repair. It's an expensive job, and the latest city effort to raise the funds has been controversial. Megan Williams has our story.
Every year, 20 million visitors come to Venice to enjoy the city's Renaissance atmosphere and to see the sights. But now many of Venice's most famous monuments are covered with enormous billboards advertising sports cars, watches, and designer clothing. It's a move Venetian officials say they had to make to cover the costs of desperately needed renovations. For just the upkeep of historic buildings, Venice needs about $150 million a year. Government funding adds up to less than $100 million. Venice Mayor Giorgio Orsoni says the city had no choice but to look elsewhere to make up the difference.
È chiaro che un modo per avere risorse dalla pubblicità.
It's clear we have to find a way to pay for the works through private advertising if we don't have the public funds to do it. That's the bottom line, and you can't get scandalized by this.
The ads are placed over the scaffolding that covers the historic buildings during renovations. Venice has some 3,500 protected monuments, many crumbling. Currently, about 1,000 of them are being restored. The mayor says only 6 are covered with ads. But those 6 also happen to be among the most significant monuments in the city, like the Palazzo Ducale, or Doge's Palace, and the nearby Bridge of Sighs.
Not all is on sale in our life. I mean, you cannot put on the market every part of your life.
Alessandra Mottola Molfino is the president of the conservation and heritage group Italia Nostra. She and group members throughout Italy strongly oppose ads that they say turn precious public monuments into nothing more than frames for corporate promotion.
Our major monuments like Colosseo, like Palazzo Ducale in Venice, like many others, cannot be used to make profit because it's a question of spiritual values. We cannot sell our heritage, our spiritual values so easily.
A similar outcry forced the city of Milan to abandon these sorts of ads over its famous Duomo a decade ago. Protesters won the day by arguing that once the ads go up, they might never come down. Among tourists in Venice, opinions are mixed. This man from Berlin says in his own city, the ads covering restorations stayed up for way too long.
I mean, we had the Brandenburg Gate wrapped up in posters for years, actually, because they needed the funds for restoring it, and it was ever so ugly.
Another visitor, an American who lives in Italy, says, ugly or not, Venice needs the money.
One has to be pragmatic. We're living in a country in a time where the government is bankrupt. These things need to be maintained or they'll collapse. It's fine if it's going to allow them to restore the piazza. Why not?
This American tourist had an answer for that.
I don't know. It seems kind of tacky. It's just kind of a, like prostituting public space. It just seems cheesy.
Alessandra Mottola Molfino of Italia Nostra agrees. She says other sources of financing are out there and should be explored.
We can find the money. We all can find the money to do this. We must care for the honor of our monuments, not only for the price.
But the controversial ads in Venice are likely to stay up for some time. The mayor and city council aren't backing down. And the ad space has already been sold for up to 4 years. So, for the time being, visitors to the City of Canals can expect a more commercial view as they stroll through St. Mark's Square. For The World, I'm Megan Williams in Venice.